Good morning. Joining me in the studio this morning, we have Cami Daniels, Director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Edith Johnson, the owner of Our Town Catering. And they're here to tell us a little bit about the Sitka Artisans Market that is happening this weekend. It opens tonight at 5 p.m. in Allen Hall. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And Cami, I was wondering if you could just start by telling us a little bit about what people can expect at the market on this opening night.
Yes, of course. The goal of the Artisans Market is to make it an experience. So people can expect being able to enjoy a little bite to eat, shopping, as well as getting to know the vendors behind the booths, which to us is really important. So it's meant to be an elegant but approachable space featuring, you know, Sitka and Alaska's top creatives.
Cool. All right. And Edith, you'll be at the market tonight. What's your role?
I'm going to be serving some food. I'm so excited. This is going to be my first Artisans Market, so I'm really happy to be involved with this great event, and I'm ready.
All right. And Our Town Catering, could you tell us a little bit about why you decided to start your business?
Sure. I'm a Sitka girl, and I wanted to start a business in the town that I grew up in, and I have a little four-year-old daughter that I'm really excited to raise here in Sitka, and, you know, I'm a lifetimer, and I just really, I love to cook, and catering is my passion, and so I saw a niche here that needed to be made, and I'm blown away with the demand, so...
All right. And it sounds like you're pretty connected to this place, and your food is pretty connected to Sitka.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love to specialize in local food. We have really great relationships with local vendors. We really like to support the farmers and the people who harvest from our ocean and really do things traditionally. So I'm happy to support them and really stimulate the economy here.
What are some examples of foods that people harvest for you that we might not expect to see?
I would say some of the unique stuff is the bladder rack, which I get from Gibble Botanicals, the pickled kelp, the beach asparagus. I have a gentleman who harvests mushrooms for me and picks my berries, and I absolutely love fiddleheads, so I'm excited for that season to come up already. And then, of course, you know, the seafood. There's so many unique things that are in our ocean that you can eat, and, it's just amazing how many local resources we have here, and, the things that we can eat, you know, right from Sitka.
Yeah, and local is kind of the theme of the market itself. Cami, how many vendors do you have at the market this year?
We are fortunate to say we have 34 featured vendors, and most of those are local to Sitka, but we are happy to welcome Bruce Nelson, who is an out-of-towner, and we have several first-timers to the market, which I'm really excited about. So, you know, people like Vivian Mork and the Caramel Sisters, so many, and we're lucky to have them with us. And I'm just looking forward to building those connections. I think it'll be really fun.
And what are some examples of the types of art that people can expect to see?
Well, you'll see culinary arts by Edith, and that's a wonderful thing. There's also photographers, knitting. Let me get my thoughts together. Fresh harvested salt, which is locally sourced, and jewelry, just anything really that you can think of that's could be a beautiful thing to take home for yourself or for your family or a loved one for the holidays. Kind of all of those wonderful gift options will be available, and they're from, you know, the finest artists that you could imagine and your neighbors, which makes it even better.
That does. Edith, would you give us a little sneak peek into the menu for your catering?
Sure. Well, you definitely have to stop by tonight because there's complimentary appetizers. So I've got beautiful local spot prawns that we are going to make into coconut shrimp. We've got sausages wrapped in puff pastry. We've got spinach dip in phyllo. And then we're also going to have for sale our Russian palminis, which are handmade with lots of love.
Wow. All right. So those are all complimentary, except the palminis are for sale. Okay.
Correct.
And then you'll have food for sale on the other days of the market. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're going to be selling our palminis all 3 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are there other food vendors at the market this year? Or?
There's not. We really chose to kind of focus on featuring, you know, one food vendor and really playing that up. And then I guess just focusing on the other artisans. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. It's a little bit different than previous years, but I think people will appreciate it.
And what can people expect in terms of other entertainment? Is there music this year?
Yes, our very own Dave Nichols will be on the piano. We have a featured mural by Kara Murray, which is really special, that she made specifically for the space, and that'll mm-hmm. be behind Dave as he's playing. We have a silent auction featuring just tons of amazing works by our friends, local artists, our friends of the council, as well as a gallery space upstairs, which is also new. So just a lot of new things. And, so for people that think that they've experienced the artisan, what all the artisans market has to offer, I would encourage them to come and take a look at the changes.
All right. And have you been there to set up yet, Edith? What's the status of the market right now?
I think right now it's a little bit chaotic. All the vendors are in and out trying to set up their booths, and we were there last night just to kind of scope out the scenery and and the logistics of, electricity and all of the things that come with setting up a booth. But I think this evening when you show up, you're just going to be really surprised at how beautiful it's going to be.
All right. So the artists are furiously preparing for tonight's event. And Edith, I know there's something special you wanted to add tonight to encourage, Cammie. What did you want to tell us about tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to put it out there. We are also amazing friends with all of those hardworking individuals that are part of the Nutcracker tonight at 7. So for a suggestion for ladies' night or a family night out, come to the market at 5 when it opens, get a bite to eat, a glass of wine, shop around a little bit, and then head to the Nutcracker. So if that's in your plans, I just wanted to put that out there.
Great. Well, we've been talking about the Sitka Artisans Market, which starts at 5 p.m. tonight. And tonight it goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then Saturday it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday it will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I've been talking with Cammie Daniels, the director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Edith Johnson, the owner of Our Town Catering, who will be the food vendor at the event this year. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure.